Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
From Earth, free from humanity, free of all. We've always thought of our heroes as having to do with death and war. And, you know, when we think of Joseph Campbell and the whole idea of the heroic journey, it's rarely a journey that's about love. It's about, you know, deeds that have to do with conquering, domination, what have you. And so part of what I wanted to say to people is that living as we do in a culture of domination, to truly choose to love is heroic. To work at love, to really let yourself, you know, understand the art of love.
I'm Iru Ekpenobi, and I'm your MXC, that's mixer of ceremonies, because there are no masters on my frequency. Consider me speaking to you today from beyond, from the black box, from the radio booth in the sky. Today feels like a good day to keep talking about some of my favorite topics, freedom and love, so I'm gonna keep doing that while I have the mic. You just heard Free by Denise Williams and the artist Anais Mavel, accompanied by the great Bell Hooks. There's more to come, so keep listening.
Okay, my name is Bongo Herman. I'm one of Bob's friends. I'm one of Steve Marley's friends and Ziggy Marley and Sidella Marley and all the Marley's friends. I'm a musician from in the 60s and 70s who create this music, rock steady and reggae. I'm a master percussion player. You can go online and find me. Now, Hero, my sister Hero, at first I meet her, right? So I'm going to do a little jump thing for her, and I hope you love it and accept it.
Oh.
don't change your dial.
The name of this song is I Love Myself When I'm Laughing, and it's based on words by Zora Neale Hurston, the great folklorist, anthropologist, and writer. And she did a lot of her ethnographic research here in Harlem. So I'm just thrilled to be in Harlem in this beautiful Savannah's Cafe on this beautiful morning singing this song.
I think that, like so many other people in our culture, I had very, very confused ideas about love. And, you know, in the first book, All About Love, one of the ideas that was really hard for people to accept was that if somebody is abusing you, they're not loving you. I mean, you would think that would be a basic understanding most of us would have, but in fact, so many of us have been wounded in some way in our childhoods that we really need to cling to the idea that if someone hurts you, they can also be loving you. And I tried to make a big distinction in that book between care and love, that like saying that my parents cared for me deeply, and care is important. A lot of children don't receive any care, but it's only one ingredient of love.
We live on one same earth. And we behave like its creature. Why is language the only way we communicate with humans? How are we separate from each other? My mother, my son, my wife. Mental changes.
Something
that struck out
to me the most were its
techno-spiritual
overtones.
Yeah.
And so the first question I have for the two of you is about incantation. What incantation was it that the two of you sought to bring forward in the creation of this film? And adjacent to that, what incantation would you say invaded the screen?
The incantation is that we are the technology. That technology is a reflection of us. And the irony that the so-called advances in modern technology are based on this analog exploitation leaves much to be said. Yet, we have always practice the art of communicating wirelessly. We have been coding through drums, right? And we understand fully that if the resources that are found in the land, where we have buried our ancestors, where we walk, where we plant our food, where we sleep, that it is in fact from those people that have been buried, those feet that have touched the ground, the power resonates up and through them into us so that we know that we are charged. And so then it's just a matter of remembering.
Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go?
We carry our ancestors with every step and every decision we make.
Where do we go?
They stay with us, guiding our path until we meet again.
I grew up around a lot of older people, and I think when you grow up around your grandparents and older people, like, you know, you were talking about all of these women in your family, the grandmothers, the aunties, you show up in the world in a different way. And I think there's a disconnect generationally sometimes with people that I've seen, even some of my friends who I'm like, oh, you didn't grow up around old people. Because you would just sometimes go to their house and it'd be like silence. And it wasn't about your entertainment. You know what I mean? It was like, if they want to listen to some old church music, you know, if they want to listen to some other like old blues, whatever it was, like you just had to sit there and be, right? Like listen, observe, think, ponder, gather like information and be.
Whenever you look at a TV program, there's a producer or somebody behind who have picked out the favorite parts for you. And in slow TV, everything is there. The boring parts and the interesting parts. But just as in real life, you have to find out yourself what's boring and what's interesting. For me.
All over the place, in most situations, most all of the time. I know I'm one of those everybody.
I mean, I grew up in church, and I always say that church for me was my first example of performance art. Before I knew what that was, even heard the word, just the pageantry of church was always incredibly mesmerizing to me. And I don't think you can divorce the wardrobe from the music, from the way people, from the poise and the way people carry themselves in church. So I was interested in just the black church theater, the theater of the black church. And music came along with it.
Technology and diaspora necessitate encryption. And many of the things that you cover in this film are so radical that they border dangerous. And so I'm curious to hear about how you engaged with encryption as you were telling the story and bringing it to light. But don't give away all the code.
Oh.
Well,
in order to protect and to be able to fully tell the story, that I think we shared like bit by bit and only really what we needed to in order to be able to really preserve the integrity of the story, and also in order to not work in fear. And one of the, I think that just the secret of that is what, how do you preserve freedom? How do you preserve freedom in order to talk about freedom?
I prefer to spend time alone.
Gone for so long, I could really recall the last my phone rang.
how do you preserve freedom? How do you preserve freedom in order to talk about freedom? How do you preserve freedom? How do you preserve freedom in order to talk about freedom? Talk about freedom. Talk about freedom. How do you preserve freedom? How do you talk about freedom?
Things that are blessing me. I now live across the street from a park. I pay less rent and I have a pretty bedroom with nice windows that encourages me to take care of my body mind. I get sunshine in my windows. I am still employed. I am alive and healthy. I took a shower today and I ate good food. I talked to my friend today and I folded some clothes today. I will not let this city kill me. I will not let my job kill me. I will not let these institutions kill me. I was created to create. I will find a way to create. I will find a way to be in community with others. I will not let capitalism isolate me. 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 I will not be alone. I will be in relation with others, and I will survive.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, I'ma be. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, I'ma be.
16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16. My little sister barely little now, no. Now you really early, really 16 years old. Yeah, you could be whipping now, I know that you know. But my little sister barely little now, let's go. 16, 16, 16.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, I'ma be. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, I'ma be.
16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16. Word, word, word. It's my 23rd birthday, you heard. 23, 23, 23.
I know. Hey, I love you.
Hello.
Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girl!
Love you. Thank you, thank you. Happy mothership, period.
Happy mothers?
Happy birthday.
I said, oh. Real life. What it do?
Hero. All the grandmas from North Carolina and Akbogi. And yes, can you wish you a very pleasant happy birthday? I hope you are enjoying the day. You will be happy to see your father and your brother. Ngwan, you see, Kino, from your grandmas. Bye, and God bless.
I can't be a singular expression of myself. There's too many parts, too many spaces, too many manifestations, too many lines, too many curves, too many ways, too many journeys, too many mountains, too many rivers, too many.
Are open on the phone. It's almost like a confessional. 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 Confessional.
Any questions?
Are we African gods or African American gods?
You both.
Gotcha.
Tap into your ancestors, make it your own.
Do
Gladys, you know, even though she passed away, Gladys is still with me as a Lukumi Shango priest, you know, ancestor reverences, you know, with me. I make those pancakes on Sunday. Her portrait is hanging up in my living room. Her photograph is like in my kitchen with the rest of my ancestors. And yeah, Gladys is with me right now.
Hero, I hope you are enjoying the day. You'll be happy. Nguan, you see, Kino, from your grandma's. Bye, and God bless.
I have written a poem for a woman who rides a bus in New York City. She's a maid. She has two shopping bags. When the bus stops abruptly, she laughs. If the bus stops slowly, she laughs. If the bus picks up someone, she laughs. If the bus misses someone, she So I watched her for about 9 months. I thought, Now, if you don't know black features, you may think she's laughing. But she wasn't laughing. She was simply extending her lips and making a sound. I said, oh, I see. That's that survival apparatus. Now, let me write about that to honor this woman who helps us to survive. By her very survival, Miss Rosie, through your destruction, I stand up. So I use the poem with Mr. Paul Lawrence Dunbar's poem, Masks, and my own poem for old black men. Mr. Dunbar wrote Masks in 1892. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It shades our cheeks and hides our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but oh, our tears to thee from tortured souls arise. And we sing, hey, baby, man, we sing, hey. But oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world think otherwise. We wear the mask. When I think about myself, I almost laugh myself to death. My life has been one great big joke. A dance that's walked, a song was spoke. I laugh so hard, I almost choke when I think about myself. 70 years in these folks' world, the child I works for calls me girl. I say, yes, ma'am, for working's sake. I'm too proud to bend and too poor to break. So, I laugh until my stomach ache when I think about myself. My folks can make me split my side. I laugh so hard, I nearly died. The tales they tell sound just like lying. They grow the fruit but eat the rind. I laugh. Start to cry when I think about myself. When I think about myself. When I think about myself. And my folks. And the little children. My fathers sit on benches. Their flesh count every plank. The slats leave dents of darkness deep in their withered flank. And they nod like broken candles, all waxed and burnt profound. They say, but sugar, it was our submission that made your world go round. There in those pleated faces I see the auction block, the chains and slavery's coffles, the whip and lash and stock. My father's speaking voices that shred my fact and sound. They say, but sugar, it was our submission and that made your world go round. They laugh to shield their crime. They shuffled through their dreams. They step and fetched a country and wrote the blues in screams. I understand their meaning. It could and did derive from living on the ledge of death. They kept my race alive by wearing the mask.
That was Comfort Noise by Iru Ekpenobi. Iru is the Spring 2023 Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow. About Comfort Noise, they write, "Comfort Noise, or Comfort Tone, is a synthetic background noise used in radio and wireless communications to fill the artificial silence in a transmission in which low volume levels are ignored by the transmitting device. In a system that disregards sound under a designated threshold, the absence of that sound must be reintroduced to comfort the listening ear." Drawing on Sadia Hartman's process of critical fabulation, Comfort Noise reintroduces speakers and practitioners of love, freedom, and memory in conversation with one another. In this sonic third space, audio samples originating from 1976 to 2023 not only coexist, but collaborate. Iru Ekpenobi is a deep listener, DJ, and audio futurist. A recent graduate of New York University, Ekpenobi began their journey in FM radio as a DJ and show host at WNYU 89.1 FM, where they synthesized Black musicology, revolutionary history, and futurist transmission on a weekly 90-minute broadcast. Culminating in their undergraduate thesis, Ekpenobi launched Third Space Radio, a digital media project and community radio station exploring sonic transmission as a third place where community, education, and love can persist.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.